The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my guests are your superintendent, Dr. Jerry Sanders. We also have the director of Teaching, Learning, and Ready Schools, Jennifer Barrett. And also joining us is Edgewood High School principal, Dirk Ackerman. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality, and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Well, Jerry, Jennifer, Dirk, I welcome all three of you to Super Chat. Jerry, let me turn to you. I'd like to begin our show today by asking if you could share any important spring event dates with our listeners. What can you tell us?
I'd like to go over some important dates that are coming up in our school community. Obviously, everybody needs to know that starting March 11th, our school corporation will be on a spring break. That'll be March 11th through the 15th. And then on April 8th, what is our flex day number two. So last year, we applied for what's called a 1003 flexibility waiver, which allows us to track instructional time by minutes instead of days. And we're well over the required time when we track it by minutes. So we actually have a couple of days during the school year where the students do not come to school, but the teachers come and they participate in professional development. We had our first one in November 7th. We did parent-teacher conferences and professional development. And this one on April 8th will be, for the teachers, it'll be a virtual professional development day. And then there will be no school for our students. And, of course, April 8th is the solar eclipse, and our community is right in the path of totality. So we're expecting thousands of people to our area. In fact, Gary, someone told me that we should expect the amount of people that would equal an attendance at a Super Bowl times three. So that's a lot of people. So our campus is going to be closed down on April 8th in order to keep people off the roads and keep our people safe. So April 8th, no school for students. Teachers will be doing professional development from home. We'll be using Google Meeting and other things like that to have the professional development for the teachers. Lastly, a couple important dates. One for our Edgewood Early Childhood Center, the enrollment window is open, So we encourage the parents who have preschool students to enroll their children. It fills up quickly. So just encourage everybody to get online and get that done as quickly as possible if they're interested. And then Kindergarten Welcome Week is March 25th through the 29th. So parents will bring their kindergartners, the students will be kindergartners next year, to school. They'll have a specific time where some of the teachers will work with the students. Then the parents will be filling out paperwork, and there'll be a tour of the building on March 28th at 5:45. So Kindergarten Welcome Week is March 25th through the 29th with a tour on the 28th. And then, of course, all of our spring sports are getting ready to kick off, and it was pretty cool to drive by the baseball field yesterday and see our players out there getting ready for a new season. So hopefully it'll be a very exciting spring.
Well, when you see the baseball players out practicing, that's exactly what it is. It's a sure sign that we're right around the corner from some spring weather.
Yes, and then graduation for our seniors will be here in no time. So this whole year actually has gone by very fast. So I'm sure the spring will be the same way. But there's a lot of great things happening on campus, and we're excited to enjoy it with our students and our school community.
Well, great summation. That's a wonderful rundown of everything that's going on. Appreciate that, Jerry, and I'm sure our listeners do as well. So, Jennifer, let me turn to you. Your school has a growing list of student-run businesses and even internship programs. To what do you attribute this growth and level of interest?
I absolutely attribute this to a group of teachers who see students looking for an opportunity to make learning relevant, them thinking outside of the box and saying, how can we create this for students in a way that they really get to dig into their learning, they get to have voice and choice over their learning, and what has come out of that is just a tremendous amount of opportunities for our students at EHS.
It seems like that open door attitude toward pursuit on the part of students, where they can create and expand on their ideas, just fosters kind of its own energy in terms of engagement. I mean, is that an overstatement? I mean, that's kind of how I'm interpreting this.
You're exactly 100% right on. That is exactly what we're seeing. And it's been really exciting, because with high school students, sometimes what we see is, you know, they're just going through the motions, they're completing the requirements, putting the checks in the boxes for graduation. And what the high school admin team and teachers have done is really flip that on its head and say, you know what, it's not just about that. We also want you to explore and to experience and figure out what life looks like for you after college. And so they're giving them so many opportunities. And like you said, those open doors, when students walk through those, they don't necessarily know what's on the other side. And for some kids, that's kind of scary. And for others, what we're finding is that it's exhilarating. And as teachers, we're loving this, because kids are walking through those doors not knowing what to expect. And on the other side, they're finding passions that they didn't even realize, you know, are there.
Mm-hmm. I would think that many of the students who are that lean toward an entrepreneurial spirit anyway, they almost thrive on the uncertainty, the potential. I mean, yes, anytime you start a new venture, there's a certain amount of risk, but the payoff can be very rewarding. Well, so give me a description of what is required of a student to help run one of the businesses they create. I mean, what kind of time commitment does it require?
So right now, our managers are right there in the classroom working side by side with Stacia Myers, who runs our Coffee Corral, and Lisa Wilson, who runs ILC Designs. It's right. It's built right into their schedule. So they have a period or sometimes two periods a day where they are either managing the business side of ILC Designs or Coffee Corral, or possibly working actually in Coffee Corral, managing employees, creating new recipes, figuring out pricing, those types of things. And what we're seeing is that we're now able to create pathways for these students to be able to build a foundation in business management prior to moving into one of the management roles with one of the student-run businesses. So for instance, now we have kids who are coming in and they're taking principles of business management. They're following that up with accounting fundamentals. And then what's happening is they are more than ready to step into those management roles with either ILC Designs or with the Coffee Corral. And so in some ways, we're handpicking those kids because some of them don't even realize that they have an aptitude for this type of leadership. In other ways, they're seeking us out and they're saying, I want more. Is there another level for me to go to? And what's exciting is that we have those next steps and those next levels for students. So not only are we seeing management criteria in students with our student-run businesses, but we're also seeing with internships that students are asking for higher levels of work-based learning so that they truly are digging into what it means to be in the banking field or what it means to go into marketing and work with a marketing team. So it's been really exciting to watch kids as they're exploring these different areas.
I think it would be. Yeah, of course. I mean, they're experiencing it for the first time and it's a discovery process. Well, let's flip it over a little bit and tell me more about the internship opportunities you have going on. And I'm sure much of the success to the internships is due to local businesses stepping up and partnering with your schools. I mean, is that an element? I mean, tell me about this.
Absolutely. That is exactly what's happening here. We're really flipping internships on their head here at EHS. And what we're doing is instead of saying to kids who want to go into an internship, go out and find one that fits you, find something that you want to do. We're doing the exact opposite. And we're saying to our community partners, we want to create these opportunities for students. We want to mold them around the pathway opportunities that we're creating for students in terms of their classes and their knowledge foundations so that they can leave and head out into these internships with a degree of just knowledge in terms of how to pick up and what to do and even what to expect from a career field, such as the medical field or something like that. And so we're saying to our community members and sending out information to our community members that we want to create these opportunities for kids, give them a list of what's available, describe to them what those internships look like, and then actually have our community partners meet and interview our students. So not only is it a good fit for our students, but it's a great fit for those community partners as well. So we're really doing a better job, I feel like, of making sure that those matches really mean something. So it's a win-win for both sides.
Yeah, I should say. Well, Jennifer, to you and all staff involved, I say keep up the efforts. I do believe successful entrepreneurship can be a very liberating path to take within the workplace community. It can provide an unparalleled freedom to set one's own course in life. I'm a real believer in it. I've lived it as a serial entrepreneur, and I just think it's exciting that the students are getting this exposure and this experience. So keep up the good work.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So, Dirk, let me turn to you. Describe for me what the individual students gain by being involved in the internships and student-run businesses. So what's your take on this?
I think you covered a lot of it with Ms. Barrett, but they just gain experience. They gain opportunities. They gain knowledge. They're just really great opportunities for kids to grow and to be better prepared for a career. And, we talked about college and careers. That's what we're preparing kids for? Well, some of these kids are going to go to college and into a career that is, you know, in an area where they had their internship, and other kids are going to go straight into the job market, and it might be an internship that will take them straight into the market. So there are just so many great opportunities for kids to grow, to learn, and to really to make high school more interesting, a better place, someplace where they can not just come and learn what's in the books, but they're learning from these great experiences.
I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here with this question and give it your best shot. If you had to sum up in a single statement how these innovative synergies within the community are changing Edgewood High School, how would you describe the impacts?
I think the relationships that are being created and developed between the community and the school, we have always had a very strong support from businesses and from the community, but this has provided an opportunity to even make that stronger. It's more building blocks to be able to connect high school students to the community.
Yeah, well put. Just for putting you on the spot, I thought that was amazing. That was a great statement. Well, I have to say, you know, this has been an enjoyable chat indeed. I applaud you on what you're doing with all of this on behalf of your students and the community at large. I personally know and believe that entrepreneurship has the potential to provide an individual with the power to create their own financial future, their own destiny, if you will. Jerry, Jennifer, Dirk, I'd like to thank each of you for joining me today and sharing this information here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support, the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of the flypod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Beanblossom Community Schools.